Comedy 365.
'Cause you, you always start there. Why do you always have to start?
Well, it's just tradition. I mean, the listeners
There's no bloody tradition. We've only done 20 programmes. How can there be a tradition?
No, I think you're fine. We've done 24 programmes.
You think you've only done 24 programmes?
Go on then. You introduce
your own Jaxie.
Tell them where we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a very cold...
ladies and gentlemen. What is this? Sunday night at the London Palladium?
Well, we're in Bournemouth, so I thought I'd do the live at Bournemouth.
We thought we'd record on the beach for a change.
And it is fucking freezing.
Well, I've been saying we'd come to the seaside.
My gonads are brass bollocks. What do you call them when you've got brass monkeys? What do you call when your testicles get really cold? Is it brass bollocks?
Brass monkeys.
Brass monkeys. Why do they call them monkeys?
I don't know. This is Sour Beer and Laughs.
Big squeeze.
Comedy 365.
Sourby and Laughs
Big Squeeze.
With Georgina Sourby
and Brian Laugh.
Sponsored by pepperstock.co.uk.
Yeah, it's a bit chilly. Maybe we should have come earlier in the year.
Bournemouth. What are the highlights of Bournemouth? Why would anyone recommend
it's
Bournemouth?
It's a lovely scene. I've been digging a hole, actually. Do you like my hole? I'm trying to get a tunnel to go through. Can you see where
you're building the channel
I'm
tunnel?
I'm trying to join these two bits of the.
Why do boys always have to dig holes at beaches?
I love the feeling of putting my hand right.
People have
in
gardens; they don't dig holes. Why is it when you come to a beach, men have to dig holes?
It's a lovely spot, though, isn't it? We can look over to the left. There's the that must be the Isle of Wight.
Isle of Wight? Can you see? That's the Isle of Wight.
That's the needles that you can see. Over there.
My God, yeah. Needles!
And if you look the other way, that's that pier.
Yeah.
That's Boscombe Pier.
Boscombe.
Boscombe Pier, yes. And the one you can't quite see it. It's a bit misty. But if we could see beyond that pier, that's Bournemouth Pier. It's that big brown building there is where they have the Tory Party conference. That's the BIC.
Oh, yep, too. I spit in its general direction then.
I want to go to the toilet, actually.
I fucked in its general direction.
I'm bursting to go to the toilet.
Hold on, we've come to a bit. There are toilets here, aren't they? Oh, they're shut in the winter.
I can't do it in the sea, can I? I'd have to wade out into the sea.
You'd have to go to waist deep and it's too cold.
Anyway,
just hold on to it.
It's a lovely place, isn't it?
And jeez, control your bowels, man.
We've got the cliffs behind us up there. And
so what is Bournemouth rightly famous for?
The seagulls are in, so it must mean there's a storm brewing at sea.
Hold on, are you doing that? Seagulls are in, therefore there is a storm brewing.
The swell is up, isn't it?
That's much along the lines of, if my cows are laying down, it means it's going to rain. You know about the seagulls, do you?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And that means
they're quite annoying, actually.
Why does it mean they're going to be a storm?
Well, it does, because the seagulls come in from the sea when there's going
to
be a storm.
They come in to nick people's chips, don't they? It's nothing to do with a storm. Seagulls come in to get fed by the public.
Even though we're not in the Gaylegs in Crouch End, we are still going to do Talking Bollocks as if we were in the Gaylegs.
Yes, and you're not dying from secondary smoke from my cigarette. It's purely going out into the atmosphere.
Yes, that's true. You're going to run this, aren't you? You're going to do the Talking Bollocks thing with the numbers.
Oh, am I going to run this again? Are you actually proposing to go to my list again, even though you thought it was boring last
time? I'm training you, Georgina.
I'm like your protege. It's like one of those Kung Fu films, do you mean?
Training you to be a broadcaster.
I will never be a broadcaster.
Move it forward,
my
if you will.
Isn't even... Okay, choose a number between 1 and 70.
A number between 1 and 70. What about 23?
23?
That's 23.
Oh, sellers of the big issue. Do you give money to big issue?
I have bought a big issue from time to time. I think it's a very good publication.
Is it? I've never read it.
I mean, I don't really know how much of the money actually goes to the people
that
sell
it. See, I used to have a friend that while she was at university, in order to in order to make some money to go down to the pub on a Friday night, she used to sell the big issue, and I know that is wrong.
I think a seagull just crept on my back. Is that seagull poo on my back?
That's lucky.
Is that what?
It's
that,
lucky.
I can't see. Is that what it is?
Oh God, yes.
Sorry.
Remember the woman we saw with the last time we were here, and she had a really big brown leather coat on.
Yeah.
She had a parrot on her shoulder.
That was weird.
Weird parrot woman from Bournemouth, and it was pooed all the way down the right hand side of her back.
She had a huge leather coat on, and it was covered in parrot shit, wasn't it?
too
Oh, God,
brilliant.
I'd completely forgotten that.
And it wasn't on a lead, it wasn't on a chain or anything. It was just sat on her right shoulder. I thought that was brilliant.
Yeah, we thought it was a really romantic sight, this woman walking along the beach with a parrot on her shoulder, until we saw her back, which was just covered in parrot shit. Anyway, anyway, listen, go back to talking about your big issue.
Well, yeah, okay, I actually do give to the big issue when I see it. I think it's a great cause, but I know that some people do kind of abuse the system. I've known someone who has. But my dad, really, my dad, when he comes to...
What do you mean, abuse the system?
Well, I had a friend who sold it who wasn't homeless. She was just making money for a Friday night drinks. I don't know where she got them from.
Well, I know someone who busks on the Piccadilly line who works for the BBC. Honestly.
Hold on, do they go into one of those slots that's actually a busker slot, though?
I don't know.
That's sponsored by...
I don't know how it works.
Company.
I just know that she... I always imagine buskers...
That is brilliant. On her way to work, on her way back from work.
Anyway, sorry, you were saying...
No, Dad, that's it. No, I just wanted to mention a big issue. It's a great cause, but...
Well, hang on.
No, my story was about the girl who abused
me. Oh, right, okay. Right.
So, really, we can move. Choose another number. Let's try and get something sexy in there.
Oh, 41.
41 is... Oh, sex. This is pure sex. The Women's Institute, the WI.
The Women's Institute.
You've seen Calendar Girls?
I have seen Calendar Girls.
Do
it's
you
brilliant.
Enjoy it?
I really enjoyed it, yes.
Do and old fact, women wearing
Did you write
nothing?
That down because I suggested that you should do a programme called The Women's Institute?
Well, the Women's Institute have had a recent PR campaign because they're getting younger people in London to do it. They're all about 20 or 30 somethings and they're all very into... Thing is, it's moved on from knitting and baking cakes and now... I don't know what they discuss. Maybe they just get arsed together, pissed or, you know, and then just talk about... I don't know, Anne Summers parties or something like that. I mean, what is the modern Women's Institute?
I was asked to go and speak at the Women's Institute once.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
No, I wasn't.
You're the sort of person
I had to go and give them a talk about when I used to be a cartoonist. Because I worked as a cartoonist for 10 years.
That's another story.
Well, that is a very long story. But I was actually asked to go and give a talk to the Women's Institute about being a cartoonist. I didn't do it.
Which Women's Institute was it?
It was up in Barnet somewhere.
I can't believe you were asked by the Women's Institute.
I really was.
They'd love you. They'd cream their little old panties
over
there.
And I also asked to go and speak to one of the local Rotarian groups.
Oh, Rotarian.
Yeah, something appeared in the local
paper. I've got a really bad thing with that Rotarian. My granddad was a very high... Do you become a high Rotarian? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But just to me, it's an excuse for men to dress as women.
You sure it wasn't a Mason?
That's the other side of the
family. Masons are the very high...
No, the dob, you know, dob, here's a funny handshake type thing.
Yes.
No, I do have
We know someone who's a Mason. We won't mention his name because I know that these things are very secretive, but a very good friend of ours is a Mason. And he's the sort of person
which
you wouldn't
really... Which good friend of ours is a Mason?
Well, I'm not going to mention
that. No, but I don't
even
know
you,
who we're talking about.
I've just mouthed his name.
into the microphone.
Yes, he was a very, very high up Mason.
What do you mean was?
He was, because I think he fell out with his local masonry.
Oh, darling. This is like being in the SAS, isn't it?
No, honestly, it was passed down from his...
But don't tell anyone.
It was passed down from his parents and everything. His father was a Mason, and his father
before
him
was a Mason. Oh, you inherit the Mason mantle, do you?
And it got him loads of work as well.
Got him loads
of
work.
Yeah, it did, seriously.
Well, why do they have
anyway,
women in the
Anyway, we can't talk
Masons?
About that because...
Well, maybe the female equivalent of Masons is the Women's Institute.
Maybe it is.
Maybe you do the funny handshake and go, I'll send the painting job to your husband.
But I suggested that you do a programme called the Women's Institute. I think you should get together with... some funny people that do live comedy.
No, hold on. You think I should get together? Yeah, so the idea that I mentioned to you the other night, which is a group of women round the table getting drunk and talking about things that women talk about.
Yeah, that was my idea.
When I said that to you, you're now taking it as your idea.
That's my idea, because obviously I'm going
to
produce the programme.
Who my female friends? You or me? Which female friends are you thinking of getting on board for this one, then?
Well, Lisa, possibly.
I think it was my idea.
Lisa Marks, very funny lady and very intelligent person as a journalist. On the cot, she's on
this
the
was your
up and coming comedy circuit.
Complete control freak thing again, isn't it? I have an idea, you take it as your own. I think sometimes some of the great ideas I have, I think you actually go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning you think, I've just had a really good idea, and it doesn't occur to you that I've mentioned it to you the night before.
I am not a control freak.
You are a control
freak. No, you keep telling me I'm a control... We've had emails saying that I bully Georgina.
Yes, you do.
And we've had emails saying that I'm a control freak. And now you seem to be just believing.
No, that was from me.
Start listening
Brian
to what
is
the
a control freak.
To what the audience says. I mean, that way lies madness. Completely.
Well, no, okay. We're going on now from Women's Institute. You didn't turn up at Women's Institute. Is that because you didn't think you'd fancy any of them?
I can't remember. I was double booked, I think.
As a cartoonist,
yes, you were double booked. Because I used to do the corporate circuit.
Oh, the pressures of cartooning.
I used to be one of those really irritating people that when you go to somewhere like the Grosvenor House Hotel for a work
I've been
to
those, yeah.
I was used to be one of these twats that came up and said, I'm the official cartoonist.
Funny, but did you dress funny in order to prove yourself funny?
I used to sometimes dress up as a jolly cockney.
Oh,
I'd be a jolly cockney. Yes, like a pavement artist.
Do you get jolly cockneys?
Okay. I used to dress up as all kinds of strange things. I used to earn a very good living.
Hold
from
on, it. I bet you wore a bow tie.
I used to hate it.
That is the last resort for anyone who is trying to be funny and actually isn't funny. They wear a bow tie.
Do you know how many caricatures of
Hamilton.
People I've drawn in my life? Someone worked it out once. 20,000. I've drawn 20,000 caricatures.
Oh, can you
people.
Draw me in our next Saturday Last Week Squeeze then? Will you actually draw my character?
Yeah, that would work really well on the radio, wouldn't it? That would work well.
No, but I want one now.
We could put it on the website.
We could put it, thank you. You could do a caricature of me and put it on the website.
We're just going to take a
You'd
very quick
that,
break and have a quick word from our lovely
sponsors.
Comedy 365 is sponsored by Pepperstock. Stand-up comedy workshops, short courses on writing sketches and TV sitcom, plus great live shows on the London Fringe. For details and secure online booking, visit pepperstock.co.uk.
My tummy grumbling, I'm hungry.
I tell you what, I think it's started to rain. Is that rain? Put your hand out.
Oh my god.
Is that rain?
No, that dog's pooping down there.
Or is that spray coming off the...
It's a sea fret.
It's a sea fret.
It's a sea fret brought in by the seagulls on the mad storm
It'd
that is
approaching.
It'd be
nothing but scotch mist.
It's not scotch mist and fog.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to stay on the beach for much longer, I don't think, because I've nearly finished my hole. What do you think?
Do you know, holes bore me.
I've nearly got the tunnel
Digging
through.
Holes is so dull on a beach. And then, it's a macho thing to do.
When I finish digging the hole and the tunnel, I think I might make a boat.
Do you like my dragon?
And then I'll sit in it.
I've built a dragon. My dad always used to do that.
Did he? Should we do one more Talking Bollocks? Should we do one more Talking Bollocks? Shall I give you another number?
Yeah.
38.
38. We're
before it starts to rain.
Okay. To fart or not to fart, that is the question. Do you fart in public, and do you mention it, and do you admit up to it when there's a dreadful smell?
I do not fart in public, no.
You never fart in public?
I do in front of you.
Yeah,
that's because I know you well.
Familiarity breeds contempt, ladies and gentlemen.
And better out than in, I always say.
Why?
And you fart quite continually.
Everyone farts. I'm not saying, you a farter? No, some people don't fart.
Do you know what?
I'm just saying, do you fart? Do you let people know that you've done
I
it?
I would do it if I felt that I needed to, because we're out in the open now and we're on a beach. I would do it now quite happily.
Yeah,
because
you know, there's one
only the seagulls would be able to smell it.
Maybe it would put them off. It would be good, because then they wouldn't shit on you again.
Well, one's already definitely shat on my back.
Listen, two breeds of people. One is the glass is half full, the glass is half empty. Two types of people. You either fart and don't mind it, you kind of giggle about it, or you fart and really hope that no one has noticed that you farted.
Yeah.
It probably breaks down into men and women as well. Women tend to try not to fart in public, but if they do, and I am guilty. In fact, I was once in a shop and I absolutely let one go, but it was good. You know, the silent but deadly type. And the woman in the shop, as I tried to move away, but purely wafted the smell after myself. And the woman in the shop, very untactfully, said, "Geez, has someone let a stink bomb off in here?"
Oh, charming.
But of course, you can't say it's me. And of course, because there's more than me in the shop. You can't, you just say it could have been someone else.
Do you know the sort of I like the most? I like the ones where I wake myself up. Do you ever do that? Do you ever fart so loudly that you actually wake yourself up?
No. Do you mean like an echo, an echo through the mountain?
And you go, whoa, what was that? Who made that noise?
The full noise of it coming through the crevice, the ravine.
Yes. And sometimes you can actually feel when you fart sometimes in bed, I can actually feel the sort of the backdraft from it as well. Don't just hear it, I can actually feel the force of it like a blast. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're just ruining my mystique, aren't you?
Yes. Well, you know, you're a real person. You're not...
Am I not just a figment of your imagination?
You're not a figment. You're not just a photograph on a website, are you? You cook and you clean and
hold on, are you do, are you putting me into a all right, I cook, I clean, and I fart so loud, yes, you get thrown out of bed.
Yes,
that's revolting.
Should we play American Triv?
Yes,
because I'm sure that is rain now, and if we're going to finish this recording while we're here on the beach, and I said we were going to do the whole program on the beach at Bournemouth. Well, in fact, it's technically we're in Southbourne. By the way, this isn't Bournemouth. This is Southbourne Beach.
Why is the ice cream shop closed?
Because it's cold, and we're the only ones here.
Can
that's
you get
why.
A coffee or hot chocolate?
We could probably get a coffee. Yeah, let's just do a quick trip before we go.
Okay.
Ask me a question.
Well, what colour do you want?
Green.
Green is. What game?
Hang on, I've got sand all over it. Hang on, I'm just brushing the sand off.
I'm asking.
Sorry, go on.
What game did a computer named Deep Thought win $10,000 for achieving a Grandmaster rating in?
Well, Deep Thought was the name of the computer in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Was it?
It was the wasn't Deep Thought the computer in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the one that worked out the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe and everything?
It was Deep Throat.
No, it was. I'm sure it was Deep Thought.
Well, what game did a computer named Deep Throat win $10,000 for first achieving a Grandmaster rating in?
Chess.
You can guess this, yeah.
Chess.
It is chess.
Yes.
Well
but
done.
I think that Deep Thought is far more associated now with Hitchhikers. I'm not sure. Tell me. Email me. studio@comedy365. Tell me the name of the computer. Hitchhiker's Guide to
it's
the Galaxy.
It's very popular at the moment, so someone should know.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Give me a colour.
I'd like pink, please.
Who did that? If that tide comes up any further, we're going to have to move. Because when we started doing this program, it was about 7 feet further out, and I reckon that's coming in now.
The minute we finished all this bollocks, I'm going to actually run into the sea. I'm going to pull my trousers to my knees and run under the sea like a.
You always want to take your clothes off, don't you? You're just trying to. I think you're trying to get a stalker, aren't you? That's what you're trying to get.
No, I'm not.
Right. Okay. Come on. Give me a colour.
I just told you a bloody colour. Are you listening? You're so busy watching the bloody seagulls and woman with parrot on shoulder.
I'm cold.
Pink.
And it's starting to rain.
Pink, man. Just ask me a pink question.
Who plays identical twins in the movie Dead Ringers?
Jeremy Irons. No. Dead Ringers. Is that Paul McGann or Jeremy Irons?
You're going to have to choose one of them. Paul McGann or Jeremy Irons?
Jeremy Irons.
And the correct answer is Paul McGann.
Is it? Yeah,
no,
yes.
I'm lying. It's Jeremy Irons. Which means you got it right.
I just can't bear
for you to get it right.
Hold on.
Let's just do one more.
I've done got loads right.
One more quick one.
I'm on full throttle.
One more quick one. While you're on fire.
I call them ladies and gentlemen. They're probably not. Choose a colour, any colour that you can.
I'll have pink as well. I want the showbiz question. God,
okay.
I'm so cold. Have you got a blanket or something?
No, you should have worn more lash.
I'm so cold.
I told you to put a jumper on. You never listened to me. What Knots Landing character was obliged to snuff 45 birthday candles on the 11th of December, 1988.
I have never in my life seen Knots Landing.
It's great. It was a kind of spin-off from Dallas, I think.
Knots
it was the younger
Landing.
Son from Dallas
I've
who went to Knots Landing.
Absolutely no idea.
It started the whole Neighbours thing, a whole load
so
of people
just,
in the block.
You're just going to have to tell me.
What? You don't know any characters
I don't
Landing.
Even know what Knots Landing is.
It's a spin-off from Dallas.
Well, it's just, I can't, be, I don't care. I don't want to know. If you start singing music again, we're going to have to start playing PRS. You remember I keep warning you? You remember you sang, hey, look me over at the end of programme 22?
No, you can cut it off. I know
and we've got that nasty email.
Come on, it's cold. Just answer. Answer any actress's name.
I don't know.
I'll give you a clue as an actress.
Joan Collins.
She was 45, no.
And the answer is?
Donna Mills.
Donna Mills. Well, I've never heard of Donna Mills. I don't know who Donna Mills is, and neither do I care. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go running back to the car now.
And I'm running into the sea.
I am fucking. You're not really going into
the sea. I'm
going
to run into the sea.
You're going to go for a paddle.
You can't come all the way down. We've just travelled for 3 hours to come down to a beach, and we're not expected to wait.
I'm going to go and sit in the car and read my book like a middle-aged old fart. You can go and have
a
paddle.
Get you a little thermos flask.
This has been Sowerby and Luffs. Big squeeze.
I'm going. Sowerby and Love's Big Squeeze was written and performed by Georgina Sowerby and Brian Love. and sponsored by pepperstock.co.uk.
Technical supervisor was Alan Benz. Production by the British Podcasting Corporation for Comedy 365.
Will you tickle my fanny?